Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Sheni of Vayetze, Yaakov's arrival in Haran, and the normal interactions between him and the Roim, Hayidatem Levan ben Achor, of course, skipping over Besuel. The Ramban, addresses that point. It's possible that Besuel was an Ish Pachos Hamala, but then, sort of out of nowhere, you have a very strange question. Vayomer Heinod Hayom Gadol, Oes Heasefa Mikneh, Hashkuatzon Ulechuru, right? Yaakov is, hasn't even arrived yet. You can't even call him a guest here. He's just a traveler, and he's already, giving a sichas musar to the people about their, hilchos chirus, as Rashi indicates. And it's not an interrogative question where it says, Heinod Hayom Gadol, Oes Heasefa Mikneh, it's an imperative. Hashkuatzon ulechuru, right? He's telling them what to do. So the Svarna reacts to this and says it was premeditated that Yaakov thought it through. But on the contrary, he says that a tzaddik yimas es ha'avel, right? That a righteous person, and again Yaakov had been compelled, and Parshas told us not through his own choosing to engage in what the Torah describes as mirma. But that in no way sort of captures the essence of Yaakov's persona, Titin Emes LeYaakov. And so the Sforno is saying is that, look, a tzaddik is moes ba'avil. And of course, the pasuk in Mishle of Toavast Tzaddikim Ish Avil, that it's something which is just fundamentally, viscerally unacceptable to a righteous person is people who are being dishonest, that people who are cheating others. Right, and the Sforno goes so far as to say that he waited until Rachel came, Vayigala 7, Me'al Pia Be'er. He could have done it beforehand, but he didn't trust these people. He thought maybe what they would do was take advantage of the fact that he was able to, move the stone, and then they would give water to their flocks and cheat others. And, Yaakov couldn't be party to that. He couldn't be, to quote from the Sforno, Chav Be'acherim, within this framework. So the point is that the Sforno is developing the notion that Yaakov, even before he enters the Beis Lavan, just has a completely visceral response, completely intolerant of dishonesty and cheating. Right? And this is, again, something we've spoken about in the past, Midvar Sheker Tircha, and the idea of Chosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, that one's entire relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is predicated on the foundation of sterling integrity and unwavering honesty, and that's completely non-negotiable in terms of fundamentals of character in Yadus. And you see that Yaakov Avinu, right, just had this visceral response. It wasn't the prudent thing to say before he's even introduced. But he couldn't have it any other way.